Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking, Coach Adams, ooh, that is a heater. That's a very interesting question and truly a great one. Well, you know, what I love is that this is an opportunity when we come together on Motivational Mondays for us to grow together and go on a journey of discovery. And today we are taking a journey around this very question and thought.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you the truth. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted. but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely enjoy Mondays. And I get excited when I think about this opportunity to come together with you on the airwaves on Motivational Mondays. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal and Professional Coach, Coach Shania Adams, it's time to shape up and win. But before we get into today's topic and our Shape Up series, I want to let you know, and for some you may not know this, but others you're being reminded that each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. For you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. And again, I state our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win, and we encourage you to take advantage of that. But before we jump into today's installment of Motivational Mondays and our rich topic that I'm so excited about, we ask that you allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow. We're encouraging you. Write on someone's wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, carrier pigeon, an email. Do something. To invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Now allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And if time permits, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. You know, the interaction always lends to a richer environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it is time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, but what we're looking at very specifically is opportunity to succeed. Opportunity to succeed. You know, we opened with this question, why do some people succeed and others don't? You know, I'm always intrigued by this question, and as a coach, quite frankly, I'm constantly exploring this why some people succeed and why others don't, because I feel like this insight is extremely important to me personally on my journey and professionally for my clients so that I can be more informed as a coach, a better coach. And so I'm constantly evaluating this thought process of the why. Some people succeed, some people don't. You know, it's interesting because there's many people that have moved here to the U.S. I know that we are a global network, but there's many people who have moved from other countries to the U.S. and achieve great success despite their backdrop of their upbringing and the things that they didn't have. They got here not having much, but yet were able to achieve great success. And so that has always been something that has intrigued me because I am, of course, a California native. I am a U.S. citizen, and I've been here all of my life. And I'm often processing, why do some succeed and some do not? What are those elements that the individuals that succeed against those that don't, what do they have that's different? How does one tap into what they have? Because some would say here in the U.S., you know, and I can relate, I can feel you, I relate. Some would say here, well, you know, Coach Adams, the reason why I'm not achieving my goals and living out my dreams is because life is happening, and I'm dealing with one situation after another. I'm battling the challenges of life and its adversity. And the reality is this. Life is happening to everyone. And that is one of the greatest lessons that I've learned and I'm learning and processing and growing through. This understanding that life is happening to everyone. And so we can't use that life is happening and I'm dealing with all of these adversities as an excuse not to achieve our goals. And it's exactly that. It's an excuse. Because others have had great adversity and yet they've achieved great success. And, you know, I love it. I absolutely love it when life speaks. I was working on a special project recently, and this thought really stirred up in me. It really did. Because on one hand, on this project, everyone that had the opportunity to be associated with and a part of the project, they all were on an even playing field. They all had the same level of opportunity. It wasn't like someone who came here from another country and so they were at a disadvantage and they had to fight harder. And it wasn't someone, maybe they had a, you know, as I love to say, where is my, you know, silver spoon? They didn't have a silver spoon in their mouth and they didn't grow into a family of wealth and influence, but everyone was at a par level with each other. The opportunity was presented before them. And this is what I realized. Some jumped on it, took advantage of the opportunity without hesitation. It didn't matter of the deadline. It didn't matter about life happening. They jumped at the opportunity. Now, one of the things that I began to evaluate is that oftentimes we may not jump at a perceived opportunity because we don't see it as a value. And that's something that is so real, because if you don't see something as valuable or as a value, you may not be willing to sacrifice to get done what needs to get done for that opportunity that's before you. So that's one of the things that I began to process around in working through this project. Now, what I may perceive is valuable may not be the same for someone else. What I may say is, you know, worth a sacrifice of time may not be the very thing that someone else sees. But the other thing is that in working on this special project, oftentimes the phrase was, well, life is happening and, you know, all of this stuff is going on. And as I stated just a moment ago, as we open, that the reality is this: life is happening for everyone. It's not happening for one and not the other. I mean, right where you are. And I don't know who you are connected with us on the airwaves today, but right where you are, I'm sure you are processing through something, because life is happening. You are dealing with, you are faced with something. Maybe you're dealing with a challenge on the job. Maybe you're dealing with the bills stacking up on your desk, and you look at your account and the bills that are stacking up far exceed the resources that you have available. Maybe you're dealing with relational challenges in your marriage, in your relationship, in your partnership. Maybe you're dealing with issues that you're trying to get a handle on some situations with your child. I don't know what your circumstances are. Maybe you're facing health issues personally with a family member, a parent. I'm not sure. But what I do know is that life is happening for each and every one of us. We are all having to process through something. What are you processing through? And whatever that is that came up to you instantly, that which you're processing through, and notice I keep saying processing through, because I'm a firm believer that there's no situation that we cannot overcome. But the question is, are you willing to fight to get on the other side? Just like I stated, in this project, everyone had the same opportunity. Each and every one of the people to participate had the same opportunity. But yet, not everyone took advantage of the opportunity. Many said, as I stated, life is happening. Or did one or two or some say, it's not that valuable for me to take the time and invest. They may see it as an opportunity for me, because I heard somebody say that too. Like, maybe people didn't feel like it was an opportunity for them, which is a fair assessment. And so when we're looking at why some people succeed and why others don't, when there is this opportunity for success, this opportunity to succeed for each and every one of us, now we have to evaluate the importance and the value and start to, in essence, take responsibility for, number one, am I willing to do what I need to do to make something happen? And that is a very valid question. It really is. Because I don't know about you, our global listening audience, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wish I would have, but yet I didn't. Yeah, and that bums me out sometimes. I'm like, where's my silver spoon? It would make life so much easier, quote unquote, as one would say, because at any level, again, life is happening. You're dealing with and processing through some level of issue or stuff. Now, when people say life is happening, this is what I want you to process around. So often, this statement of life is happening and I was caught up in life happening, that statement can often be used as an excuse. Or one would say, you know, life is happening. Why didn't somebody pick up the phone and give me a call? Why didn't somebody hunt me down, persist after me, you know, run after me? Why does someone have to hunt you down? Why does someone have to run after you when life is happening for everybody? You're not the only one that life is happening to. We're all dealing with something. But this made me process around this expectation of, you know, I want somebody to put a silver spoon in my mouth. I want you to spoon feed me my success, my this, my that, when we all have the same opportunities. Again, separate and apart from if you grew up in a wealthy family, if you grew up in a family of wealth and influence, we're not talking about you because that's a different box. I'm talking about those that did not grow up in a wealthy family of influence. You don't have those leveraging tools that others have that grew up in that environment. That's a whole different ballgame. But I'm talking about the individual that has a dream, you have a vision, and you're fighting to live that out. And why some would be successful, some would succeed, and others do not. When you have the same par playing field. And so this is something that I've realized that oftentimes people don't do. And in my coaching practice, I'm dealing with this all the time, and I'm supporting my clients with processing through ownership. Mm-hmm. Yes, she said it, ownership. Are you willing to take ownership for your shortcomings? See, the reality is none of us are perfect. None of us walk on water. If you do walk on water, I need you to go into our host queue right now so I can bring you in and we can talk about it. If you are a current day individual that can walk on water, none of us walk on water. We're all flawed. We all have issues and stuff. But so often what happens is we don't want to take ownership for our shortcomings. We don't want to take ownership for our misstep, a misstep of someone sending you a message and you didn't look at the message. Or you looked at it and you said, oh, I'll get back to it, and you realize, ugh, it's been a week later. I didn't get back to that person. Or you didn't take the time to go through your emails or whatever the case may be. We all have missteps. But are you taking ownership for your shortcomings, your missteps, and recognizing, and this is not an attack, that these are opportunities to grow. But don't now blame someone else and sit back and say, well, why didn't you spoon feed and give it to me? Why didn't you chase me down, hunt me down? Why didn't you find me? Because the reality is this. Success is not going to chase you down. If you're waiting for success to chase you down, good luck with that. You let me know how that goes. Give me a call or text me at 310-289-2101. I want to hear about it. If success is hunting you down, success is not going to chase you down. It's saying, hey, anyone can achieve success. But the question is, are you willing to put forth the effort and do what's required to achieve it? Because the opportunity to succeed is right before you. But do you hold the opportunity valuable? Are you willing to do what's required in order to succeed? Or are you sitting back on your easy chair, blaming other people for why you are not achieving your goal? It's easy to sit back on the easy chair, put your feet up, and blame somebody else. Oh, it's because I didn't get the 40 acres and a mule. Blaming someone else. And I'm not minimizing. Please, 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 please don't misunderstand Coach Adams. Don't send me the hate notices and all of that. Understand what I'm saying. circumstances occur, and when they happen and they're now in the past, you have to sit and ask yourself, now what? Am I going to continue to blame the issues of the past, or will I make different decisions today to get the results that I desire despite the circumstances of the past? See, that right there is what I'm saying. Ownership. Will you take ownership for your shortcomings? Will you break this mindset of people need to hunt me down? People need to spoon feed me, this mindset of entitlement. And understand that everybody's on the same par level, but one will succeed and one will not. And there are some differences. And I want to share with you a couple of differences that I have found stand out in this quadrant of why one may succeed and why they may not. Number one, there is a determination to succeed. There is a determination to succeed. I heard a story about a lady that I want to share with you. She came to the country, and when she came to the country, she could not speak the language. She could not speak English. And she had a family. She moved to a certain area of the country. Her daughter then went into school. And interestingly enough, her daughter began to teach her mom English. As her daughter was learning words, she would share them with her mom, and her mom now is learning the English language word by word by and from her daughter. This woman's name was Rose, and the reason why I share the story about Rose Plumpkin, not a notable name, but Rose Plumpkin, you know, she slowly began to learn the language. She slowly began to do some savings, and she finally saved up $2,500. And with that $2,500 way back in the day, Rose opened a furniture store. She opened a furniture store, which was truly Rose's dream. Rose was now living out her dream, and she's working to accomplish her dream. She opened the store with $2,500. And are you ready for this? Hold on to your seat, okay? We're talking about determination. Are you determined to succeed? Do you have the mindset of determination despite the obstacles and challenges? You see, the lesson learned from Rose did not blame anyone. Again, she came to the country not speaking the language, but Rose was determined. She could have very easily said, I don't speak the language, therefore I can't succeed. I'm in the U.S., but I'm at a disadvantage because I don't speak the language. No, Rose learned the language one word at a time. Rose saved a dollar at a time until she got the money that she needed to open her furniture store, which was her dream. And she worked diligently. She worked hard. She was determined. She had the mindset of determination that I will not quit, because of the value that Rose had in achieving and accomplishing her dream. And again, Rose came to the country at a disadvantage, not speaking the language and not having much. All she had was a dream. And what I love, what I absolutely love about Rose's story, Rose purchased her furniture store with $2,500. And hold on to your seat, because this right here blew my mind and was so inspiring. Rose sold her business to Warren Buffett in 1993. She started with $2,500. And in 1993, and she worked hard for 20 years to get to that place. Determined. Rose was determined. And in 1993, she sold her business to Warren Buffett that she started with $2,500. In 1993, Miss Rose sold that business. Hold on to your seat. If you are not inspired after hearing this, then you need to do an inspiration check. You really do. You need to evaluate the seriousness of your dream and your vision. You need to really ask yourself the question, am I willing to pay the price? Am I really willing? Do I have the determination mindset that I need to continue despite the adversity? Because you see, Miss Rose had to do that. She had to overcome coming to a new country, not speaking the language, not having anything, having a family that was building and growing, needing to save money, but not having many resources, but she did it. She pressed through 20 years of adversity, 20 years of life happening, not speaking the language. And that seed of $2,500 in 1993, Miss Rose sold her business to Warren Buffett for $60 million. That's right. I said it. $60 million in 1993. Today, that same business is a billion-dollar company. Rose, I would say, made quite a profit. But she had to be determined. And so the question raised to you when we're looking at why people succeed and why people don't, are you determined to reach your dreams? Do you have the determination for your vision, for your goals? I want you, when you are feeling discouraged, I want you to think about Miss Rose. I heard her story, and I am inspired by Miss Rose. But let me tell you another story around another principle that I want you to grab as we're looking at. Why do people succeed, some, and others don't? And this opportunity to succeed that is right before each and every one of us. It's before you, it's before me, and I, too, am in the trenches evaluating where do I need to adjust so that I can move to the next level, level up, elevate to the next level. The other is that you have to, for Miss Rose, we learn the significance of determination to succeed, right? But from our next, we're going to look at take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. You know, the project that I was working on, one of the things that was also interesting to me is that there was a remnant that took the assignment, an ordinary assignment, and they put a little extra on it to make it a little more special. One would say the ordinary to make it extraordinary. Because this other individual that really speaks to this principle, take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. And I'm literally just giving you a few points to consider today. But the few points that I'm giving you, I have found in my research consistently that these four elements And I'm not saying that there are not other elements make the difference in why one would succeed and why others don't. But these four elements often rise to the top. They're often in the mix of, they're often at the very top of other areas. They're blended right in there. That determination to succeed and take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. You see, in taking the ordinary and making it extraordinary, for example, if you are in a customer service industry, you have to take your customer service to a whole different level so that you stand out. You know, one of the principles that my mentors teach on is niche marketing. Are you just, you know, a me too, a me someday? Are you a me only? Meaning, are you uniquely set apart from the marketplace? And so with this particular principle, when I was sitting down processing the thoughts, I said, yeah, this one right here is so key, because I don't care what success story you may have read, what success book you may have read, it's often telling you, I mean, good to great, so on and so forth. I can go on and on. That in order for one to achieve greater success, they have to, in essence, take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. What does that mean? That means that you're not doing just enough to get by. See, the reality is people don't remember those that do just enough to get by. They remember those that may be in ordinary situations, but they find a way to take that ordinary and spin it slightly so that now it's extraordinary. Be it customer service, giving more than what's required, giving the customer a greater experience. You know, I do consulting, and one of the things that I'm sharing with as I'm training others often, I keep telling them that the importance of experience. You have to give people an experience that's uniquely different than what they're getting from other places. And they're like, what do you mean, Coach Adam? What do you mean? And to help people wrap their brains around this experience. Why? Because when it's all said and done, what one is going to recall is the experience, how you made them feel, the encounter at whatever level it is. And it doesn't matter your industry. It really doesn't. I have a dear associate who's a newly released author, and like just consistently, as people are reading her book and it's growing in the marketplace, people are talking about the experience that she took them into in her writing. So it doesn't matter if you're an author. When you go to a movie, it's the experience that takes you into the storyline, and it gives you this, whoo, that sets it apart. So you can be a movie producer, a movie writer, screenwriter, playwright. It does not matter. A business, what is the experience that you're giving someone? That is the taking something that's ordinary and making it extraordinary through the experience that you create. And that may look different from industry to industry. If it's a book, it's the experience of the story that you take one into. If you're an inventor, it's the experience of the invention and how it solves the problem for you. So whatever the industry is, if you're an actor, it's the experience that those actors that become Academy Award winners take you through. They truly embody the character. And so they take you into this experience. They take the ordinary and they make the ordinary extraordinary. And so whatever the experience is, this is another great gem and nugget that sets people apart from those that succeed and those that don't. And so I want to share this story of an individual who they started actually as a used car salesman, and they were very successful, right? And then they went into leasing with their boss. They asked their boss and said, hey, I want to get into leasing. Will you partner with me? Extremely successful in sales. And their boss said, sure, I'll partner with you. And so their boss partnered with them, but their boss said, in order for me to invest with you, I need you to cut your salary in half. What I heard being spoken there was that, you need to put some skin in the game. How much skin are you willing to put in the game? And so this individual, of course, took it on and said, why? Because they were determined. They believed in their vision. And so they sacrificed half of their salary. They grew their leasing fleet, and by the time they began to transition into the next level of where they wanted to go, they had 17 cars, 17 that they had acquired as they were doing leasing. And then they determined that they wanted to move into the next level of industry. And they went into a very competitive field at the time, being, quote unquote, a boutique coming into the marketplace with only 17 cars. They were now competing with, in the rental car industry, with the Hertz, the Avises, the National Rent-A-Car, and all of them had hundreds of thousands of cars in their fleet. And this particular individual had 17 cars when they got started. But let's re-anchor around what we're talking about here, because they weren't able to compete on the level of the number of cars that this other, you know, the other car industry, you know, experts had, because they only had 17 cars. The industry experts had thousands of cars in the marketplace. This individual was Jack Taylor. And if you don't know who Jack Taylor is, Jack Taylor is the founder of Enterprise Rental Company. Jack Taylor founded Enterprise Rental Company with 17 cars in a very competitive market, competing against Hertz, Avis, National, on and on. And he competed with them not based on the fleet. But Jack Taylor said, as we were talking about taking the ordinary and making it extraordinary, Jack Taylor said, I'm going to come into the marketplace and I'm going to give my customers a greater experience and greater customer service than they're getting at my competitors. That is going to be my edge. And so I have to ask you, what will be your edge? Because today, now Jack has gone on, but his family maintains Enterprise Rental Car. And it's my understanding that today, now be reminded, when Jack Taylor started Enterprise Rental Car, he started with 17 cars in a competitive market with Hertz, Avis, National, who had hundreds of thousands of cars in their fleet. He had 17. Today, Enterprise Rental Company, from what I understand, is worth more than Hertz, Avis, and others. And he started at a lesser level. What was interesting, I did not know Jack Taylor's story. But I remember when I went through a season of not having a car, and when I would get a rental car, guess who I would rent from? and I didn't know his story until today. I was renting from Enterprise and Jack Taylor because of the experience. Check that out, right? And so his niche was, let me take the ordinary and let me spin it and make it extraordinary. That is something that makes the difference in one that succeeds versus someone that doesn't. So let's go back briefly. What did we talk about so far? We talked about that if you did not grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth and you didn't grow up in a family of wealth and influence, we're all par at fighting to work our vision, achieve our goals, and live our dreams. And the question raised is, why do some succeed and others don't? Will you simply sit back on your hammock and blame other people that you're not succeeding because I don't have a silver spoon in my mouth? I don't have the wealth, and I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I'm just, you know, it wasn't in the cards for me to succeed because I started at a lesser position than others. I have so many adversities that, you know, they're all counting against me. That's why I'm not succeeding. No one's feeding me my success. No one's chasing after me. That's why I'm not succeeding. Really? Okay. Uh-huh. We're all at par with the same opportunity. But I remind you of the story of Rose Blumkin, who sold $2,500 into her business and in 1993 sold it to Warren Buffett for $60 million. I remind you of Jack Taylor, who we were just talking about, Enterprise Rental Power Company, who started with a lesser fleet of 17 cars to their hundreds of thousands of cars. Mr. Jack Taylor went on that his company is worth more than those that he was competing with when he started. So another thing that I am constantly growing in and understanding when it comes to those that succeed and those that succeed are lifetime learners. They keep learning and evolving. They don't have a problem with making a pivot when they need to pivot. They don't have a problem with saying, hey, I need to readjust here and readjust there. Or saying, I don't know. And being okay with being ignorant and saying, I don't know. But not just staying in the I don't know. They then work to get the insight that they need, do the research, seek expert counsel, the wise people around them, mentored, whatever it may be, so that they can grow to the next level. One of the greatest lessons that I'm constantly growing in is the importance of being okay with saying, I don't know, you know, but let me find out. I often share when I'm consulting and training others, I say, whatever you do, don't tell the customer something that is not true. Be truthful. Let them know. I don't know. But you know what? I'm committed to finding out for you. Be open to continuing to grow and to continuing to evolve and to learn. Don't get stuck and dig in your heels and say, I know everything. I'm dealing with a situation now in an environment where I'm giving some coaching and training, and there's an individual that consistently digs in their heels and resists because they want everyone to believe that I know everything, I got this. And all they're doing is fooling themselves because everybody knows you really don't got this and you don't know. And people are shutting down around them because it's like, hey, if you take ownership, which is one of the things that we talked about, if you take ownership around your shortcomings, because the reality is none of us can walk on water and own it, own your missteps and what you don't know, stop blaming others. Now you're at a position to grow. And so you must continue to grow and to learn and to evolve. So we said, number one, determined to succeed. Our model in that was Rose Blumkin. Number two, take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. Our illustration there was Jack Taylor of Enterprise Rental Car. Keep learning and evolving and growing. Hey, I can be the model for that. We can have others that can be the model for that. Are you continuously learning and growing and evolving? As a lifetime learner, I'm always in an environment where I'm able to learn and grow with mentors. And speaking of mentors, a little love tap shout out to my mentor, Coach Al Hollingsworth, who is about to celebrate. I don't know if he's listening in today at this moment, but I still want to give him some love and a shout out, who is about to celebrate on Wednesday 80 years of life. And when I think about what we're talking about being a lifetime learner and continuing to grow, I'm so grateful for the environment I've been able to be in with them to continue to grow and learn personally and professionally. And so just a love tap shout out for my coach. And again, I don't know if he's listening in, but moving on as we continue on in our time that we have to share together. The other point that I want to share with you is that, and this connects back to my mentors as well, that you want to associate with people who will and are walking the journey that you want to be on, and they are causing you to walk a better path. I, again, am so grateful for my mentors because it causes me to walk a better path. And so you often hear me speak about the importance of having the right people that are circling the wagons around you. Mentors, coaches, what does that look like? It's important to have those right people around you. I'm just realizing the time, and I would love to give you the opportunity to chime in and jump in with me today. So we're going to open up the phone lines as I'm sharing additional information. If you want to jump in and maybe you have a comment or a statement around our topic today and the nuggets that have been shared and what we've been discussing, this is a time in our program in the last minutes that we have together that we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from today's broadcast, any nuggets that you're able to take away on your journey that would support you in this understanding of why some people succeed and others don't, recognizing that we all have this opportunity? And the question raised is, what will we do with it? If you don't have a silver spoon and you weren't grown into wealth and influence, we're all on the same playing field, maybe in different cities, locations, what have you, but we're all starting at that par level. And so I would love to hear from you. Meanwhile, in our last minutes that we have that we are sharing together, because it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. You know, I want to just go back to the last point that we were talking about. I want to remind you real quickly, we talked about determination to succeed. You must have that mindset that you must take the ordinary and make it extraordinary in whatever way that looks like for you. And it's different for different industries, but determine, how can I take what's ordinary and make it extraordinary? Keep learning and evolving. Don't stop growing. Don't dig in your heels like I know it all, and allow yourself to be that open palate to receive greater insight and to continue to evolve and grow and get wisdom from others. Associate with people who will cause you to walk a better path, mentors, coaches, those that are further on the journey than you may be, that can support you, that can help to challenge you, that can help to stretch you, that iron sharpening iron. And for those who would like to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Coach Adams, I want you to know that I would love to work with you. You know, I have my Impact 100, and my Impact 100, I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. Through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have currently, for those that join in partnership, through the end of this month, I am gifting you a complimentary coaching session to start the process as you move into your partnership. And this is a strategic process. And so I invite you to give our team a call and or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. And this offer is for both new and returning clients. If you were not able to ask your question today, make a comment, maybe you're in an environment and you're like, I can't come on because it'll be so noisy, whatever the case may be, I just want to soak it in today. I don't want my voice to be heard. But boy, I would love to engage offline. Well, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. It's an open group and all are welcome. And so if you are not already a member of our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum, simply ask to join and all are welcome. Again, it's an open group. And as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, for those of you that don't know, maybe you're listening in today for the first time, and some of you, maybe you need to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment tools to support you starting every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays. And so I want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your goals and ask yourself the question, because we talked about today the difference in those that succeed and those that don't. And we talked about four key elements, not the only elements, but these four elements I have found in my research over the years, they constantly rise to the top. You may have had others that you would have added that are required and are needful, but these are consistently on the list regardless of who has done the list. And that's why I wanted to bring them forward. And in the wisdom that I have learned and gleaned from. And so I want to share with you that you have to ask yourself this question. If you're struggling with why some people succeed and others don't, they're doing something differently. And you have to ask yourself the question, what am I willing to do differently to get different results? If you want to get different results and achieve your dreams. Now, if you're happy with where you are, then hey, if what you're doing is serving you and working for you, keep doing it. But if it isn't, you need to break the insanity in your life and do some things differently. And now may be that perfect time for you to join in a winning partnership and get the support that you need through one-on-one coaching. Every Monday we're here, Motivational Mondays. Jumpstart your week empowered and inspired with the tools that we're sharing with you. Group coaching is available for you in private masterminds and team building. So whatever those things are that you need, know that they are available for you. I cannot thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to share in some way on your journey and to sow into your lives through Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We're here every Monday at the same time for you, and I trust that you will make Motivational Mondays a regular part of your process and your flow, a regular part that you plug it into your system, that you are setting your timer, that you're telling others so that you can jumpstart your week empowered and motivated through the inspiration that is given. Well, that's all that we have time for today. As I close out, I want to remind you of the number to call and or text 310-289-2101. If you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and giving me an opportunity at some level in some way to share in your journey. It's truly an honor
and I'm very grateful for it. I leave you with this. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.